Now, would you tell me again what you called that one? Yeah.
The middle, the side, mm-hmm. and it'd either be the cooking, baking, or fat back, or could be breakfast bacon, you know.
All right.
Where we get the breakfast bacon, the lean part of the side.
Okay. Now, when you, did you ever, we talked about the smokehouse, what kind of, what did you call smoked salted pork?
Well, it all has to be salted to keep it, but you could, it's just stale pork till it gets seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
When it's seasoned, then it's cured meat.
I see. And then the part on a bacon, on a side of bacon, that you kept it, that hard crust that you have to cut off before you can fry it.
Oh, the skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, now, you mentioned cooking bacon, and this is the general vicinity of the animal that I'm talking about. You have that meat, and then you have that kind that's practically all fat, has practically no lean in it at all. You might boil with greens or something.
Yeah, well, that's fat back. Generally known as that.
But is fat back and sow belly the same thing?
Practice. One might call one thing.
Okay.
One, I think it's the same.
All right. And the man who cuts meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, it
gets spoiled, or if it wasn't solid.
Okay. And you talked before about using these the meat from the intestines of a hog that they used to make. And they pushed it into that.
Yeah, well, sausage. Canned sausage in the entrails sometimes.
Right. And then when you're after you slaughter the hog, sometimes they take the hog's head and boil it and get that meat off and grind that up.
That'd be minced meat.
Uh-huh. Minced meat.
Mm-hmm. It would be that on the cow head or hog head.
Right. Now, did...
that's just lean most of it they do that.
Yeah. Now, minced meat. Did you ever hear that called souse?
I probably...
Or head cheese.
I never have, but it might have been used.
But mincemeat is what you're talking about. I mean,
mincemeat's the lean part off of a hog's head or a cow's head.
Is the mincemeat something that
you have to mix a little something with it. I don't know what.
To make mincemeat.
Yeah.
I see. Now, did you ever eat tripe?
No, don't. I've heard of tripe, but I don't know what it is.
Or anything with... if you take cornmeal and liver... and chop liver and cook together and then slice it and fry it?
It'd be pudding, I reckon.
Right. Now, what other kinds of pudding besides that? Would you just call it plain pudding, or would you call it?
Well, pudding has some liver in it, I don't know.
That'd be liver pudding. How about the juice from minced meat mixed with cornmeal?
I don't know what.
Never make anything called a scrapple.
No, not
a pawnhoss.
No, I never neglected
it. And if butter's left out too long, it gets.
What the word is using that? But it can get rancid, I believe you call it. Rancid.
Okay. begins to turn
sour,
and then when it starts to get lumpy, you'd say it's
clabbered.
Yeah, and right before it turns to clabber, you say, well, just in that process, say the milk is. You really can't use it for anything else.
No, I know what this. You know what that word is. You got any suggestions?
Yeah, well, the word I was wondering if you ever use blinky or blink.
Yeah, blank. Yeah, I was wondering what I knew. That's what they call it, blank.
Sure. And then a kind of cheese you make with the clabbered milk.
Cottage cheese, yeah.
And